Thank you for waiting, ladies and gentlemen. We've invited the first class. Now we're inviting the executive platinum, emerald, sapphire, and ruby.
Hi, everyone, and welcome to another edition of Crew Travel right here on Yachting International Radio. My name is Rhea. I am your host, and I'm very pleased to welcome back Lee Harris and ATPI Travel. How are you, Lee?
Yeah, very good. Been a good week. Sun's been shining for most of it, which is nice for New Zealand because it's not happening for a while. And the news is pretty good this week as well, so we can't complain.
We're coming up to the Christmas season, so hopefully things are going to smooth out a little bit. Let's head over to Qatar Airways.
Yeah, so Doha-based Qatar Airways is increasing its frequency to Miami as it looks to up capacity to multiple destinations worldwide this winter. That includes Amsterdam, Bangkok, Barcelona, and Belgrade. From January the 13th, the Middle Eastern carrier will increase daily services between Doha and Miami International Airport from daily to 10 weekly. The extra flights will depart from Florida on Tuesdays, Thursdays, and Saturdays. That's using the Airbus A350. The schedule for those flights will be the QR782 departing Miami at 22:40. That touches down at Doha International Airport at 20:30 the following day. And the QR781, which departs from Doha at 1:10 in the morning and arrives into Miami at 9:30 in the morning. As we said there, Miami is just one of five destinations to see substantial capacity increases this Northern Hemisphere winter, with Bangkok, Amsterdam, Belgrade, and Barcelona joining as well. Bangkok will increase from 35 flights to 38 flights a week. That increase starts from the 14th of December. Amsterdam will see an increase from 10 daily flights to 14, as from the 16th of December. Belgrade will increase from 7 to 10 flights a week from the 23rd of December. And Barcelona will increase from 18 flights a week to 21 as from January the 1st. Qatar, obviously being a very popular airline among crew, has increased with the increased capacity, is a welcome boost to those traveling during the busy Christmas period.
And news from United Airlines.
Yeah, United Airlines, they have now started flying to Brisbane in Australia. The carrier offers this nonstop service that lasts around 14 hours on its Boeing 787 Dreamliner, so nice and comfy as well. The thrice weekly service operates on a Wednesday, Friday, and Sunday and joins United's other flights to Australia. United Airlines' current network to Australia now includes nonstop flights out of Sydney, Melbourne, and Brisbane to Los Angeles and San Francisco. Additionally, it also has a daily nonstop flight between Houston and Sydney. United has more than 450 return flights this month alone between the two countries. So extensive is United's current network to Australia that it now operates more flights to the Southern Hemisphere nation than all other U.S. carriers combined.
News out of Air Transat, our Canadian friend.
Indeed, yes. A Canadian airline, Air Transat, could face industrial action from its flight attendants in the coming months. This past Monday, the Canadian Union of Public Employees, representing more than 2,000 Air Transat flight attendants, said that it stands behind the in-flight workers. And nearly 100% of the flight attendants voted in favor of a strike, but deal is not made by January. It comes as the union claims the workers and flight attendants at other airlines are compensated with higher wages. The union said the flight attendants would strike if an agreement would not be reached by January the 3rd.
Pay your people. And news from Etihad.
Yeah, so Etihad and Air France KLM Group have joined forces to enhance their frequent flyer program. This collaboration now allows flexibility to and redeem miles within their preferred loyalty programs. The news comes almost 2 months after the two signed a Memorandum of Understanding, MOU, back in September 2023, allowing greater collaboration between the airline groups. In this collaborative effort, members of Flying Blue and Etihad guests can now earn and redeem miles within EVA loyalty program. That's when they fly with Air France, KLM Royal Dutch Airlines, Etihad. Customers of Air France, KLM and Etihad Airways are now afforded the opportunity to seamlessly connect to over 60 additional routes, expanding their ability to earn and redeem more miles. If your crew sign up to them, I would. You're going to make a fortune, especially if you fly certain routes quite a lot.
And there's news for Air Baltic.
Yeah, so this is actually just a bit of fun, to be honest with you. The flag carrier of Latvia has announced a special competition with a large prize and the opportunity to have your artwork seen across its 70 destinations worldwide. As it prepares to receive its 50th Airbus A220, Air Baltic has announced it's hosting a design contest to find the best artwork for the plane's library. Now, interested artists, designers, and creative talents have until December the 12th to develop proposals. The airline is encouraging non-commercial entities and independent creators to apply, with the only requirement being that the artist is over 18 and not a member of Air Baltic management. Now, the winning design will be featured on the aircraft when it arrives next year. Now, the airline has provided a blank template of the aircraft over which one can apply the design proposal. There are a few requirements, mainly that it does not infringe on third-party copyrights, and all the exact details can be found on the carrier's website. Our proposals are to be accompanied by a short description of the design in Latvian or English. I'm not sure how many people speak Latvian who are listening, denoting what the livery conveys, how it correlates with Air Baltic, and why it's the right fit for the 50th aircraft. Now, the contest winner will be awarded a €3,000 Air Baltic gift certificate, as the winning design will be featured on the 50th aircraft. The artist will also be credited on the aircraft itself and in various media outlets covering the unique delivery and livery. Now, artists from any country can enter for a chance to win. All you have to do is head to www.airbaltic.com for further information. So any crew who are feeling artistic and want to win some money, jump on the website and enter the competition.
It's not really money, though, is it? It's flights.
Gift certificate. If anybody fancies a holiday, maybe, to anywhere on the Latvian network.
It's pretty cool, though. If you're an up-and-coming artist or something that you're looking for, wanting to make a name for yourself, that's quite a statement.
It's pretty cool, isn't it? Seeing it on the side of a plane that's flying to all these different destinations. Yeah, I'd be pretty chuffed if mine was on there. To be fair, I'm no artist whatsoever. If I can stick a stick man on there, I'd be all right. But other than that, I'm pretty much doomed.
I'm the same way. I'm not even sure my stick men look like stick men, but whatever. You know what? I should just apply anyway. Let's see. We could call it modern art, right?
Yeah. There was a time, I think it was in England, where they had that name, the Bow Competition, and Bowie McBoatface ones. If we can take that logic and do it with art as well, why not? Let's go for it.
I think, to be fair, Bowie McBoatface, that name was voted for by the English people, whereas this artwork is voted for by, I would imagine, the upper echelon of the corporations. A little bit different there.
It is, yeah, so obviously it's two parts. So the first part is the, like you say, the management of the corporation, and the second part is by frequent flyer members.
But still, at the end of the day, I think that the British people have a bit more of a sense of humor than any corporate type ever would.
I think you're right. Yeah.
Lee, it sounds like things are going well. And of course, let's keep our fingers crossed for next week, because we are getting closer to that ever dreaded, absolute crazy 2 or 3 weeks of the year every year, where everyone is trying to get everywhere really fast. And that's usually when people that are disgruntled at work decide to make a statement.
Indeed. Yep, it is. We're coming up into a little period now where people are a little bit nervy about the airlines and what they're going to do. And like you say, if somebody's disgruntled, what better time to throw a spanner in the works than at Christmas, when every man and his dog wants to travel? Fingers crossed, hopefully this year it'll go with only hitches. I'll be surprised if there isn't one or two that throw a grenade in there somewhere, but hopefully the majority will play nice.
Yeah, it would be nice after, I don't know, even 4 years now of chaos, complete chaos. I think it'd be nice for the general public just to have one season where they can just go and be with their loved ones, relax, and not worry about things for a change.
Indeed. Yeah, let's keep our fingers crossed.
Lee, thank you again for your time. It is very much appreciated.
Always a pleasure.
This has been Lee Harris from ATP iTravel. We'll provide all of his information below this interview when it airs. If you have any crew questions or any questions related to travel at all, please do drop him a line via email. You've been watching another edition of Crew Travel right here on Yachting International Radio. My name is Ria. I have been your host. We'll see you again next time.